The review, which Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel ordered this summer just as problems with access to care within the VA system were coming to light, found that there are no DoD medical facilities with alarming statistics about quality of care or waiting times. There are also no particular weaknesses in any type of care that span the entire military health system. But the review also found that DoD's system of 50 hospitals and 600 clinics looks a lot like the U.S. medical system writ large. There are a few pockets of excellence, a large amount of mediocrity, and some cases in which care is substandard.
The bottom line finding is that the military health care system provides health care that is comparable in access, quality, and safety to average private sector health care. But we cannot accept average. We cannot accept average when it comes to caring for our men and women in uniform and their families. We can do better. We all agree we can do better. The Surgeons General and their staffs, and men and women who care for our people, know that more than any of us and are dedicated to doing better. Even small lapses in care can lead to devastating and heartbreaking losses or injuries. We must hold the entire military health system to the same exacting standards that we demand of our combat missions.
The review produced nearly 500 pages of detailed data on every military treatment facility in the world, based on 178 metrics the review team used to assess each facility and the system as a whole. Officials say they did not identify any systemic issues or facilities that were performing poorly across the board, but they say the data did allow them to point to certain problem areas within local treatment sites. On Wednesday, Hagel signed a memo that orders the leaders of each of those facilities to draw up corrective action plans for any deficiencies the reviewers found within 45 days. Among other changes, the memo also orders a one-year study of how the department could begin measuring the performance of the private sector care DoD's beneficiaries access through the TRICARE system. The review team noted that the TRICARE system is a significant blind spot for the department when it comes to measuring quality of care and access to care. Dr. Jonathan Woodson, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, says getting that data won't be easy, but it's vital if the department wants to get a comprehensive assessment of how well it's performing.
We have to move, actually, the American healthcare system along to produce the data that we need to define the quality of care that is delivered. And this is going to be a major focus of effort to produce contracts that require the delivery of information that allows us to give to our beneficiaries information on the quality of care that's delivered in the purchase care sector.
But the review found major gaps in the department's ability to conduct ongoing quality assessments within the facilities it owns and operates. While the military surgeons general are swimming in data about the performance of their own facilities, they each measure metrics like patient outcomes in different ways. And there are very few metrics that look across the entire military health system as a whole and let the department guide future decisions. Woodson says the introduction of a new electronic health record across the military services will help matters, but it won't entirely solve the problem.
So that certainly will enhance our ability to track data. There's no doubt about it, and we're looking forward to the implementation of the new EHR. But having said that, it's also about building the system so that you can mine the data sets, derive the information that need that produce the actionable items that you need to work on.
Officials said on Wednesday that the new review is the beginning of a process to improve the military health system and not the end. There is much more data to collect and deconflict, including a mismatch between what patients say about access to care and DoD's own data about whether its treatment facilities are meeting the department's standards for waiting times. For example, the review showed patients are waiting an average of 12.8 days for appointments with specialty care providers, well within DoD's own standard of 28 days. But patient surveys show a widespread sense that military members and their families are having trouble getting appointments.
Access is one of the issues that we have heard back, that our data is not actually reflecting what our beneficiaries perceive. And the VSOs and the MSOs, the Veteran Service Organizations and the Military Service Organizations, are going to work with us as we work over this next 45 days. We're going to dive into this. We're saying, why is the data a little bit different? Even though we are meeting our own standards, there is some variation, and we have to dig down deep into this. There's also a difference between purchase care, where people go off from a military treatment facility, and the care we provide. We're going to dive into that, and we're going to make sure we have it. So on the access side, we're a little cautious right now because we want to see Are we really, is the data telling us what is really happening? And we're going to ask for a wide variety of different sources to help our feedback.
This month marks the one-year anniversary of the new Defense Health Agency, an organization Congress ordered DOD to create in order to begin to knit together the military service's three stovepipe medical organizations. DHA has focused so far on reducing duplication between the military services. But Lieutenant General Thomas Travis, the Air Force's Surgeon General, says the new report makes clear that the military departments need to go beyond just agreeing to use a collection of shared services.
I think if anything, we owe our staffs at all of our facilities across the MHS probably more clarity in policy, probably a clear set of expectations, a unified set of standards which everybody should be held accountable to, and then a system which provides really good feedback to them all the time. Each of us have been doing this for some years, and we do that now, and it's always constant improvement. That's what we do in healthcare, as with other healthcare systems. But I think what we owe to everybody who serves in this military is a system, which means despite the fact that we provide different support to our various services for very important reasons, as a healthcare system with beneficiaries flowing between services, even staff flowing between services, I think we need a more standardized approach to act like a system. And I think the report helps us do that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.